Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How do?
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Julie had our updates today, as well as Joe Ostrowski before that. Thank you to our guests on the show. Big Cat Williams, Bears safety Eddie Jackson, we just spoke with. Jim Miller earlier in the show, and Ron Coomer stopped in since he was in the building to talk a little Cubs. Our producers are Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys. Thank you. Ray Diaz does fine work. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, the three technique, three guests, three cities, three stories, three quick hits. And Jeff Passan from Yahoo Sports will be on to talk World Series and coaching maneuvers and more.
Bernstein and Goff are here. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Happy Bears Monday to you.
That's right. That's right. That's your meatball side. I read your piece. You feel good about that?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out here is because
I feel awesome about it.
Meatball me had
every piece of me.
Meatball me loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're jumping up and down and barking at the television.
The whole thing?
I mean, what's not to that? That's an old-fashioned thing, you know? You got to, when the defense is good, it's always fun. And I don't know if they're closer to winning a Super Bowl because of it. And that's what I keep trying to figure out. Is like, you know, I know Bernstein, you're the guy that always says it. I don't know. I don't know whether or not they're closer to winning a Super Bowl. Because on one side, I think, you know, tank the year, get your terrific draft pick, fire the coach. But wait a second. What if you thread the needle on this thing? That you've ended up putting together a dynamic young defense with some picks that might be working out for you. You become a more attractive landing spot for an offensive-minded head coach that would be perfectly happy to have Vic Fangio here.
But
you sure the coach is fired?
That's the problem.
Because I'm not.
That's the problem. I mean, can't they 7 or 8 win themselves into a John Fox extension?
Ooh.
I hope not.
I hope they're smarter than that.
I wonder what coach comes in that's cool with Fangio as the defensive coordinator. Like, I wonder if it has to be Dave Tobe. Where Dave Tobe is like the overseer without expertise.
I think any coach would be happy, even if you're a defensive guy, to have him run your defense so that, because that takes the pressure off you. It's just like anybody who's ever inherited Wade Phillips or Romeo Crennel. There's like five guys. You know, Leslie Frazier, what he's doing to Buffalo is ridiculous. There's certain guys who, no matter what side of the ball is your expertise or your specialty,
if they're good enough, you'll be comfortable.
Yeah, you're fine with it.
And
plus you've already drafted for that system. You can't be some dude coming in here who runs a cover two and then all of a sudden you know, just take a wrecking ball to this. That has to go into a play.
Right,
as well.
You can't do that.
Would John Gruden be like, sure, I love this guy. Well, I'd love to have him on my defense. That's fine. I don't have to worry about that side of the ball. I mean, just you know, plug him in.
I think John Gruden's days are over.
Probably. I'm just throwing out a name.
Were there Gruden rumors yesterday? I saw people kept throwing stuff at me.
His agent. Likes to throw things in there probably once a year, you know, see what the look is.
Get a raise from ESPN.
Yeah, he don't want to coach college football, but every year when Tennessee
right,
job
the
is
Tennessee
open,
job.
Yeah, come on.
That was my favorite thing when we replayed Gruden talking about the 2-point conversion a couple of weeks ago, and he goes, I got to add that to my offense. Like, you have an offense?
Right. Yeah, and he does.
He's a broadcaster, but he still has an offense.
Up at 4 a.m. Watching film.
Here's why John Fox will go ahead and let Mitch Trubisky throw it 7 to 9 times a game. Here's your headline at Sporting News. John Fox has Bears winning, playing defense, and saving his reputation. That would be your headline.
We still don't know
for
what
the national
does,
media.
While retarding the growth of your quarterback.
So be it in John Fox's world. Right? I mean, look, it's not a huge concern for me right now, but it could very well end up being that way. Because if you're going to limit this dude...
Yeah, let him make mistakes.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well,
they're
not going to be interested in that, at least for a little
while. That's my thing. Are you closer to winning a Super Bowl, losing games, and letting him calibrate himself, making mistakes?
You get closer to winning a Super Bowl by finding out what his baseline is. I thought yesterday's game was his worst of the three. In terms of anticipation,
missed
and throwing
reads.
Guys open. Yeah, he did not have a great game yesterday. He hasn't had a great game yet, but there were things where he it wasn't that he was throwing behind guys. The anticipation wasn't there that I, mm-hmm. that I expected over the last couple of games. So, you know, if you're going to get a historic defensive performance by Eddie Jackson twice a year going forward,
right. I'm going to win those games.
Right. This is not sustainable. Yeah.
Well,
this isn't a game plan.
Is it
right?
sustainable?
Well, the answer is no.
But turnovers are.
Remember, we used to say that about
six,
Lovie.
They've only given away two.
We used to say it about Lovie, like, no, it's not sustainable. But in his career, he made it so.
It's the most distinctly factual, determining position of winning, taking the football away, mm-hmm. and especially where you're doing it at. Like, you're not just flipping the field. You're taking 3 points off the board minimum from these teams when you do it as deep as they've done the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, I mean, they are a fun team to watch on the defensive side of the football and on the offensive side of the football. You're just trying to figure out. Now it gets a little sketchy because now you start pressing play on things that they didn't want to press play on. It's kind of like what the Brewers had to go through, I'm sure, in their front office last year. Well, this year, where it's like, hey, we're not supposed to be this good. Now you start asking questions about wide receivers and all that. I heard Tom Thayer talking to Mully and Hanley this morning about the quote-unquote diva wide receiver. I don't know how many divas are out there on the couch. You know, so if you're going to have a professional wide receiver get signed or trade for one, you know, T.Y. Hilton is out here talking about his offensive line, keeping it way too real. And did you see T.Y. Hilton?
Yeah, that was his stuff.
Keeping it way too real. And Martavis Bryant has also had his issues with how the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger go about their business.
Don't trade for one. Just sign one or two and draft one.
But who?
I mean, I'd be fine with Jarvis Landry and Martavis Bryant in the offseason and drafting a guy in the second round.
You're not going to spend that much money on two wide receivers, though. Jarvis Landry and Martavis Bryant are going to get paid.
I don't know how much Martavis will get paid. Jarvis probably will.
You're going to have to pay Kyle Fuller, too.
They got plenty of money. They got a lot of money to spend.
I like Jarvis. I've always liked Jarvis. Just people named Jarvis.
He's more between the number. I mean, he's not an ex receiver. He's more.
No, he should be a like 80 catches type of guy.
Yeah, inside breaking routes type.
Yeah, great route runner, good hands.
Yeah, my brother's dog is named Jarvis. Good dog. You know what I mean?
That's a weird dog name.
Danny?
He named him.
That's where he draws the line.
He named him after the St. John's basketball coach. No, he didn't.
Mike Jarvis.
Mike Jarvis, who coached who in high school? Huh? That's how he got famous at Cambridge Ringe in Latin. Coached Patrick Ewing in high school.
Yes.
Wow.
And another one of those voice doesn't match the face guys. Kind of like Evan Turner. Mike Jarvis. Well, that accent and that voice. You're like, really? Wait a minute. Did that just come out of that?
Because he's Boston, right?
Yeah.
Super Boston. He went to Boston University. That was his first job mm-hmm. after Cambridge Ringe mm-hmm. in Latin.
But yeah. Evan Turner is an alien. His voice doesn't match any face other than Meatwad from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah. Raveling is that way, too. George Raveling.
He sounds like Abe Simpson.
I used to love George Raveling.
Yeah, you're probably the only one left.
Really?
Yeah, Georgie.
There were things I didn't know.
Well, I mean, it's the shoe stuff. Like, George turned into a full-on shoe guy.
Right, yeah.
And when you're a shoe guy, you got to get real, real dirty. I'm surprised he ain't wearing pinstripes right now, to be honest with you. And not as a Yankee either. But, yeah, no, the game was cool. The weekend was cool. I didn't get a chance to get out to the pumpkin patch, so that was cool.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm. Nah. The kid had his first sleepover. He went over my mom, so.
How'd he do? Off.
He was fine.
Good.
My guy's super chill.
So what? So do you have a night out or like you had some freedom?
We went to a Sweetest Day comedy jam that she brought tickets to, where it was me and maybe 7,000 of my closest friends in the community over at Erie Crown Theater.
It's a boisterous bunch.
Conversion vans aplenty.
And it was I love us because it was a thing. It took us 48 minutes to get out of the parking lot because people were making their own lanes. People did not know how to use the tickets. Then, you know, the old slide the ticket in and then slide the card in.
Oh, that's hard. Oh. That can be tricky.
Brothers was trying to use cash at the ticket thing. It was. Well, I think like once a month I got to, you know, say what's up and, you know, find out what's really good. And I found out, and I'll see y'all next month at Thanksgiving. But it was a good time. I saw Corey Holcomb and Chris Tannehill makes fun about Earthquake. Earthquake was there, and JB Smoove was there, and for all the Kirby enthusiasts.
How's his stand up?
Oh, it's terrific.
I've never seen his stand-up.
He's hilarious. He's got old guy jokes.
Yeah.
He's got old guy jokes. You know, he made jokes about how moisturized he is and how this is that good brown, not that bad brown that's in the audience.
Yeah.
So he's like, there's a lot of bad brown in the audience. Y'all need to make some money. And he goes, you see this? I squeeze this, baby oil comes out.
Every scene with him in Curb is amazing.
Because like, he's that necessary, you know, oomph,
yeah.
You know?
Every scene is great.
I had a regular weekend, you know. And nothing too big these days. I just try to make it to Mondays.
And you were successful.
Yes.
You're here.
Dude, you don't understand. Like, I am super enthused at around 11:30 every single day. I'm like, you know what? I'm about to go to work and talk sports with these fools. And it should be fun because the Bears won. And everybody's happy when the Bears win. Even though the post-game show sounded like it was a loss.
Yeah, but that
not, not Olin and Big Cat, but the callers. The callers were like.
Were?
Yeah.
Because let him throw. Let him throw. And that's going to be your theme
here
for
comes
a while.
Let him throw. Let him throw. Oh, let no, him throw.
No. We're done. We did it between 9 and 1. Yeah, don't worry. Wait,
is it now? Is it an EP or is it a full-length release?
Oh, we're on side two. We got
this is track 5 of the
track
album.
Track 5.
Yeah.
8 tracks. If we get to 8 tracks, it'll be an album or an 8-track. For that matter,
it is.
Yeah. Or you could do like a double fold out concept album with.
Well, nobody buys CDs anymore, so nobody cares about that. That's the one bad thing about all the downloadable music is that you don't read the credits anymore.
Absolutely.
You don't get to smell the art cover.
Reading liner notes.
The art of it, mm-hmm. And like who's playing on what, the mm-hmm. personnel. I like learning yeah. stuff.
I want to know if you wrote your own lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know those kinds of things.
But, we don't care.
This is their time now, buddy. Yeah. We can't pollute it like that.
Leave them alone. It's
campy.
No, I'm happy to see you guys though. No,
that's
baseball.
Good.
Baseball got our World Series participants. You know, didn't get a chance to see Game 7 because I was moving around.
I saw Game 6 and saw Verlander be Verlander again. It's just, I mean, when you've got a whole postseason where everybody's making like 4, 5, 6 bullpen moves and that dude just goes, all right, I'll take it for 7
right.
at least every time. The relief that offers you, with no irony.
Coomer talking about some of the pitching and what pitching coaches do based on advanced scouting and analytics. When you throw a team 24 consecutive knuckle curves, because every bit of data tells you they are much less likely to hit that pitch
amazing.
Dangerously.
And it's that good, Lance McCullers.
And it's that good. It's sort of like basketball, where you run the same play every time until they stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Or football. You've got a matchup. Like, you know, college football.
The Packers sweep.
Run
Go
the
ahead,
same play.
Me.
Run that. I love that, where you don't outsmart yourself. And
sure.
You don't have to get into, like, well, how are we going to sequence this guy? It's like, I've got a pitch that if I throw it right, you're unlikely to hit it hard somewhere, and we know that about this entire team. Here it comes.
I thought 28 straight. Did he finish?
28.
They finished with 28 straight curveballs.
That's crazy. That's like a video game glitch.
Yes,
right. It's like the unhittable pitch.
Yeah.
See, I love those sports things though, especially at the highest level. When you have an inequity like that you trust,
mm-hmm.
and the balls that it takes.
To keep going back to it.
It's rare to see it in pro sports,
yeah,
too. Normally it's where you see the huge talent discrepancy,
sure.
like in college or high school.
Or if it's like Mariano Rivera's cutter,
okay, yeah.
which is just the human eye stuff. It's a particular pitch that you just can't hit.
Right.
But this, it doesn't look unhittable. And especially with the spike grip curveball,
mm-hmm.
some say it's tipped easier. You know, James Baldwin used to throw it, and you see that knuckle up in the air
right.
that tells you it's coming. What are you going to do? You know, they just said, "Look,
go sit your ass down.
Yeah, we know you well enough. You are all the data and all your performance has told us this is what we should do," and they do it.
How about you? You have two teams in the World Series who are so steeped in analytics, so it's another one where you're like, "Okay, analytics is going to get popular again, or it's going to get even bigger." And tanking, does this validate tanking to have the Cubs followed by the Astros in the World Series?
I mean, Sports Illustrated predicted it.
You're right.
Yep.
You just go there.
Yeah, tanking only works if you and maybe two other teams at the time are doing it.
Everybody's doing it now.
If you've got eight teams doing it, then nobody's really tanking. All you're doing is being bad and getting yourself the sixth or seventh pick instead of the first.
That's the NBA problem.
Yeah, exactly. That's
how many bad teams there are.
There might only be 8 or 9 teams in the East trying to win this year in the entire conference. So I feel like I know who's going to make the playoffs.
Well, I mean, if five aren't trying to, you know, win. I mean, if there's usually that many though. I mean, it's going to take you 38 wins, 39 wins to get into the playoffs this year in the East. The same way it has for the last few years.
Mm.
It just feels different, you know.
But usually,
somebody's got to win those games.
Right.
You know, like the Knicks are going to win their certain amount of games, not because they're better, just because the bottom of the East is so bad. And the West, I mean, I think we'll get closer to a conference-less basketball. You know, that'll be the next step where it's just, hey, everybody's out here, top 16 teams get to the playoffs. And things will figure itself out because the travel isn't as bad as, you know, people make it out to be in terms of, you know, the TV time, and you get days off in between. You know, the things logistics need to be ironed out. But I think by the time my son is into NBA basketball, it'll be conference.
That's a year and a half,
though. We'll certainly see them reseed the playoffs first, right? Mm-hmm. I would think they'll reseed the playoffs. They should do that before they get away with conferences entirely, I would think.
No, I don't know. I don't know, because then, I mean, the best team's always going to – you're giving the best team an easier road, and that's what people don't want, right? So if a team has earned – you know, if a five seed has earned its right to play whatever team, why reseed it? You know, just give them that run. Give them that run. You know, the problem is we can't see the future, but the East is going to be what the West is in 6 years when these young players who are – getting ready to be high school seniors or getting ready to be freshmen in college.
All get drafted by Eastern teams.
In theory.
Yeah. The Philadelphias and the Milwaukees of the NBA. You know, you're going to have a point where Draymond Green is old and Steph Curry is old and these guys are old.
Well, we're also going to have to factor in changes to the end of one and done and what's probably going to be a revamped lottery that changes the incentivization for tanking. I know right now what's being proposed doesn't change it all that much.
No.
But I do think that this is just a start, that they're going to find a way to work it so you're not really – they just don't want teams trying to be bad.
The NBA will never go – against the NCAA and the one-and-done thing until they have the G League where they want it.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, you know, you're going to have to go to school for a year because then it'll slow down the process of having 19-year-olds just running around towns with you know, a lot of money.
Somebody tweeted at me, I didn't pay attention to the Windy City Bulls draft, but apparently they...
Third and seventh?
Yeah.
They traded.
Yeah, they traded. Mm-hmm. They traded some draft picks away. For dollars? I don't know. It's an organizational thing.
When they want to come back
building
and
up
say,
equity.
Yeah, when they want to come back and say, hey, can we make this mega move? They're gonna think about it. Hey,
that's right. You're gonna remember.
You did get that $3 million for us.
Remember that solid we did in 2016.
Yeah.
What do you guys got?
Probably still be the GM then too.
We got a lot of Bears stuff. We're gonna have the latest from Hallis Hall. We got some surprise requests out there for some guests. Gonna talk also about the silence coming from the Cubs regarding the ouster of Chris Bosio and what they're waiting for. And I think I have an idea what they're waiting for, that they want to pair this announcement with something else rather than let it stand on its own. But this is one of those, and I heard some of your discussion about it. This is an Occam's razor as far as I've been told, that while there's a whole bunch of theories out there, this is the simplest explanation. What you see is what's going on.
Yeah. Right, so they'll announce the hiring of the next guy where they created the opening?
That's my guess,
yeah.
And that would be probably the cleanest way to do it, but this is Joe. Joe wants a new guy.
And the NFL, you know, not giving a damn about optics, even if it's, you know, unintended. Yeah, some real effery going on last night and will happen, what, in the first week of February.
Sounds like a show. It's Bernstein and Goff on the Score. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.